From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. Missouri's corn crop this year is on track to be the second highest yield on record, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The department predicts there will be an average yield of 165 bushels per acre this year, compared to an average of 142 bushels per acre in 2015. The record was 186 bushels per acre in 2014. The Columbia, Missourian reports that the state was on track as of September 12th. Bob Guarino of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Columbia says early planting contributed to a robust harvest and that corn farmers in the state benefited from favorable weather after a dry spell in June. Officials are also expecting record yields in Missouri for soybeans. Researchers at the University of Missouri will study the impact cats have in the homes of children with autism. The MU Research Center for Human-Animal Interaction has shown through several studies that children with autism who have pets in the home have better social skills. Director of the Research Center, Dr. Rebecca Johnson, says although dogs have shown to be good companions in previous studies, many children with autism are sensitive to the sound of their bark and their playful aggression.
The idea of a quiet, soft animal like a cat was very appealing to the children who were studied. So that's why we're adding or entering cats into this project.
The children participating in the new study, titled the Feline Friends Project, will be from the mid-Missouri area and will permanently adopt the cats once the study is over. The bills were unpaid, the phone shut off, trash piled up, and eventually food ran out. The problems at the Benchmark Healthcare Nursing Home in Festus forced the state to take the unusual step of shutting it down earlier this month. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that by the time the nursing home closed amid its parent company's financial problems, employees were spending their own money to help feed residents. The home's owner is Legacy Health Systems, a Chesterfield, Missouri-based firm that once had 27 facilities in Missouri, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Legacy sold most of its assets in recent years or had them seized by creditors. About 200 people live in the remaining facilities in Sikeston, Missouri, and Puryear, Tennessee. The Southern Boone School District is working towards creating one of Missouri's first garden educator positions. The Learning Garden, founded in 2007 by Jenny Grabner and Leslie Moylan, is now pairing up with the school district to fully integrate the garden's hands-on learning techniques into the curriculum. Grabner noticed early on that the programs offered through the Learning Garden benefited agricultural students in the district, but she says every student can benefit from working in the garden.
Hands-on, experiential, real-world-based learning, you know, the more that we can do and offer to students, the better it is for learning. And I think parents and educators are recognizing that kids just aren't getting enough outside time, so they value programs like this.
The garden's programming currently reaches students in preschool through fifth grade, and the proposed position would ensure students in every grade have the opportunity to do work in the garden. Grabner says the goal is to have the educator in place by the next school year. I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.